and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am still Renee Bernard, just in case anybody was keeping track. And tonight on the program, and I'm going to mispronounce this, and I'm going to feel really, really bad, but I was pronouncing it Susan G, and then I was going to say Hino, or is it Hino, or, oh, Lord,
Hino.
I killed it. I knew it. All right.
You were really close. Really, really close.
Well, you know what? Everybody just go to www.susan, and that is, by the way, spelled the way it should be. Thank you very much. GH.com. Okay? And
yeah.
Then y'all can look at it and decide for yourselves whether I got it right or Susan got it right. Because
that's right. We can take a vote.
I might have gotten it right. I don't know. I'm sorry. Thank God you write light, funny books.
I do. I tried. Yeah.
You were with me on that. I could tell
I was.
That was going to go okay. All right. Well, okay. So popping over there and right off the bat, there it is, Passion and Pretense, which, by the way, is just a very fun cover, very fun title.
Isn't that a great cover?
And it's just green, green, green. And I have to tell you, it's that time of year. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, spring. Like, I'm instantly nostalgic.
It looks like it should have Easter eggs and little bunnies on it.
Thank you. Thank you for going there. Because I was going to just say, oh, it's so springy. But I'm like, seriously, if you had rabbit ears popping right up over that head,
right along. Uh-huh.
It would totally, nobody would blink. You might sell more, it might help. We'll give Berkeley, let me send Berkeley an email. You could put bunnies on your book cover.
I've heard that bunnies really sell romance. So
I heard. That's, rabbits have a reputation, Susan.
That's
rabbits.
Right. Yeah.
There's a hero rolling that has anything on. Yeah, okay. Sorry, not to. Uh-oh, I'm going to get an animal lover email from somebody on that one.
Yeah,
for the record, Susan and I love rabbits, and we think rabbits are pristine and wonderful animals.
They are. They're sweet and they're gentle, and they would never do anything nasty.
Never, ever, anything crude or inappropriate for our general listening audience. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Send your complaints to Susan at...
I get the complaints, do I?
No. Are you kidding me? The rabbit thing would be great. I love it. But it does look like serious. I mean, love is all about the spring. This is just... I think,
tell
you what, in the gloom of winter, which, or whatever strange weather you happen to be having wherever you're at, this cover just pops. It just looks so where you want to go. And, that's where I would like my next vacation, right there.
Yeah.
With that
guy
right there.
I want that guy, too.
That guy. On that, but yeah.
He can stay right there.
On the bench, yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing, I got an email from the model, the actress who posed for the cover. She said, I posed for your cover, and... I want to know when the book comes out so I can be sure to buy a copy for my mom.
Oh,
and I thought, that is so nice. So I've met that lovely young woman, and she was very sweet.
That is so great. I think that, and a lot of people don't understand that, but the models, I guess, they kind of just go for a photo shoot, and
they don't
know where that picture's going or where it might end up, and they Photoshop, and they do all kinds of artistic
fantastic. They don't know where it's going to end up, and...
So what a shock. Can you imagine you're walking down the aisle and you're like, la, 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 and you're like, oh, there I am. I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
There I am. I'm a Regency cover.
Wearing a little mint green prom dress with Easter bunnies. Yeah.
There's a bunny on the cover. I have to buy that book. sorry. And I'm bonding with you. I mean, this is the first time we've actually spoken, but I swear I am bonding with you crazy, like, because I'm reading, of course, The Wonderful About Me and The Reading Spot, and your neglected blog is fabulous. But your neglected blog. I should title mine that, because that's just straightforward right there. Why present it as anything else? Like, seriously, this is my once semi-annual post. Here you go. Read and enjoy.
I do not want to misrepresent myself.
That's right. Don't get hooked, people. This is not a regular event. Who has time?
I'm a writer. You read articles. Exactly. And I don't write blogs. I write books. And they take a lot of time. And I don't have time to write blogs. But, you know, you read all this advice for, you know, how to, you know, be a good promoter and all that
good
stuff.
Good promoter.
And,
yes. Blogging is okay. Facebook and blogging and all these. And they do take a lot of time.
A lot of time. Yeah.
But seriously, Jill Shalvis, Jill Shalvis, her blogs, literally 4 sentences. Boom. She's done. So it's not an essay. I got it in my head that it had to be like a really great essay with with photos. And no, in fact, it turns out, boop, just a little thought for the bing, this is it, you know. And some of them are very cryptic, like, I'm on deadline, my husband may or may not survive, we'll see, .. And then that's a blog, like, that was it. Boom! And between you and me, that I can do. I think I can.
Little things like that. Well, that's why I love Facebook. Because it's like a little mini teeny weeny blog, you know.
Yes.
And very easy to do, and then I don't have to promote it because it sort of promotes itself, you know.
You hope, yeah. It's kind of there. I'm never sure about the friend. I'm like, I'm friending everybody who asks. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, that has turned out to be not a good decision. And so then those people, like, very quietly let them go, you know, in a quiet little ritual of, you know, I'm so sorry to do that. I don't know you, but I'm talking to them the whole time. Please don't take this personally.
I just ruthlessly defriend.
I like you. I'm like, oh, please don't find me. Please don't hurt me. But I really don't think this is going to work out. No, I don't want your literature. No. Do not post naked pictures of yourself on my page.
Oh, no, those are the ones that I keep.
Oh, little naughty side there. Well, you know, I should have known that. A woman with bunnies on her covers, probably, you know.
You know, bunny rabbits can only provide so much inspiration, you know.
I hear you. These characters, though. I mean, just reading the excerpt and the little bit. Because, again, I'm a writer, so my reading capacity extremely limited. So
you have about 5 minutes a day, right?
Oh, if that, and that's usually that little Facebook problem we were just talking about.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God, who's there? What have I done? But Penelope sounds like fun.
Oh, my gosh, I had so much fun with her. I had a lot of fun. I've never really had a hero that's a true bad boy.
Was that liberating? Was it liberating? Did you like, was it fun?
It was. Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There is an appeal there. I have to warn you because I'm with you. The guys tend to be super good guys, and I've liked the beta. I like a beta male. Mm-hmm. I like a really good, solid guy that's just, I can't help it, you know. But the alphas, every once in a while, they sneak in there, and the bad boys.
Yeah. So that was fun. And, of course, he really isn't all that bad.
Of course not. No.
There actually were a couple places that my editor was like, can you make him a little more likable here? This is kind of I kind of don't like this. He's kind of being a jerk.
Oh, really?
Okay. I guess I'll take that line of snarky dialogue out of there during the sex scene. You
know, I'll take that knot out of his tail and put it somewhere. Fine. No, it's a tough line with the bad boys, and I actually had a villain in a book that I just thought was so sexy and so fun that he actually became a hero in another book.
Mm-hmm.
And
I decided it was
all about perspective. one man's villain.
Yeah. I had to kind of change the book I was writing with that. I had intended for this character to kind of end up as the villain, but during the course of the book, I liked him so much that I had to redeem him.
See,
so that I
there you
him
go.
Again in another book.
They step up and they're like, and then yeah, I was gonna kill the guy, and it was like, oh, I got you. Now you're gonna
right?
get a book
yes.
of your own. You're just too cute. You get a book of your own.
How did you do that? That sounds kind of interesting that you were able to. I mean, he was the villain, and then
there was a book in between, and then he got his own book. He got to be a hero. Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
That's fun.
And so.
Don't you love our job?
I love my job. because the premise of the book for me as a writer was how naughty can they be and still be heroic?
Mm-hmm.
How unapologetically naughty can they be and still be heroic? And it turns out they can be pretty bad. Yeah, they yeah. but like you said, there's always a redeeming. The definition of bad guy in a romance is always a little different, I think, than it is in other genres. So for us, there's always a redeeming, you know, quality. That hedgehog always has to have the soft underbelly.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we're going for the happy ending. And
thank goodness.
Sometimes in order for there to be truly a happy ending, we have to have a suitable ending for even the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, and
oh,
if we're not horror
men
writers,
meet their ends. I mean, yeah, you know, we punish our super villains. They
right.
go down in flames. That's part of the satisfaction of a happy ending.
Yeah.
Justice. But I think I love what you said about happy endings on your posts, though, because in times like these, I don't know what part of the country, but I mean, there's a lot of areas that are really struggling, and I don't know. I heard that the economic downturn is over. I was so excited.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Did you go shopping?
Yeah. Wow. But we're still waiting. To me, it's even more important to write books that pull people out of that or give them a chance to I don't know, be cheered or get an escape and just enjoy it a little for however many hours, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm a slow reader, so, you know, several hours for your money. Woo!
Yeah, really. I mean, where else are you going to get that? And that, you know, and with romance, you kind of know what you're getting.
I hope so. I hope that never
changes.
It's
a guy girl, and it's a relationship, and it's going to end in a uplifting way. And
exactly. So much changes in the genre as it evolves, but I hope the happy ending is something that never goes away. I mean, that is by definition, I would hope, part of the equation.
Yeah, me too.
That is bunny.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody, Passion and Pretense is available now.
It just came out, yeah. It's
so
about a week old now.
Get it now.
and it is awesome. Can I say that? Does that make me sound shallow?
I think you can say it. I think,
okay.
In fact, technically, you're allowed to say that. I mean, it is your book, and you wrote it, so you're right there at the intersection of who can decide whether or not it's awesome. You get to say. And that's a great feeling, though, to know that it's awesome and that it's your baby. The duckling is in the water. That's yours.
Yeah, it's out there swimming around.
Swimming away. There he is. So this
he
is
throw some
red
at it.
Oh, So Penelope and Harry, I love Lord Harry, sounds absolutely Lord just Harry. Like he needs a spanking. And
yeah,
everybody run out and get that now. And gosh, this has been fun. Okay, everybody,
thanks,
good night.
Tonight.
And we will see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee. Good night, everybody.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.